Dirk.
I mean, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be playing this game. You know, we don't take anything for granted. Winning is hard. You know, it's hard to get to this level. And you just look back at everything you've been through from off season, from OTAs to mini camps, off season workouts and training camp and the season, mid season, and towards the end of the season, and boom, the playoffs are here. And you play a playoff game, and all of a sudden, boom, AFC Championship. So it's a lot of work we put in to get to this level. A lot of hard work. A lot of things we've done good, and some we did not so good, but to be playing in this game is always a great feeling. Everybody needs to enjoy this feeling. It's exciting because you've worked your tail off to get here. So as far as, you know, having experience in this game, you know, one thing I always try to do is try to treat it like a regular game. You know, our next opponent, which is a good opponent, a team that's different now than the last time we faced them. A lot better team. I think they play well together as a team in all three phases. They coach well. They have great playmakers, great offense. I mean, Luck is probably one of the best quarterbacks in the game. He's a young stud, and you'll be seeing a lot more of him in his future. So we know how important it is for us to get off to a good start and play good football to be successful this Sunday. But it's going to take everything we have, everything we work for. You just have to kind of reflect back on everything you've been through and the moment that you're in, because you can't let anything slip away at this point. Because, like I said, we worked so hard to get here. So last thing you want now is leave a stone unturned, and we don't want to do that. So everything we have to do leading up to this game, we have to do it at the highest level. Game day, we got to play at our highest level. He's so competitive. That's the first thing I always see, and everybody always asks me, how is Tom? I don't think there's anybody else in this locker room that is more competitive than Tom. I mean, I don't care if it's a conversation. I don't care if it's practice. I don't care if it's 7-on-7. I don't care if it's game day. I don't care if it's in the film room. You know, he want to be at his best. He want everybody else around him to be at his best. So as a teammate, it's easy to see my top leader coming to work, smiling, having fun, and being at his best in the practice. It's easy for me to go to work, you know, to see that guy do it. And he demands the same thing out of us. So I think a lot of things he do, he don't realize how it affects everyone around him. He don't have to say much. You know, when he here in this building, he's working. When he's home, he's working. And a lot of guys don't understand that. You know, that's the type of person that he is. He's going to give you everything he has. I mean, I don't care how he's feeling, mentally or physically, but he's going to put his best on that field. And you have to love that. You have to respect that. And that's what I love and respect about Tom. I mean, he always come to work. And trust me, we trash talk a lot in practice. You know, I'm in his ear, he's in my ear. But at the same time, we make practice live. We make practice competitive because we try to get as close to a game as possible. And I think the only way to do that is to have some of your guys go out there and make practice upbeat. And when we do that, we've been so successful around here doing that. And that's one of the things that we've been doing around here for a while, to try to go to practice and make those practices the best practice we can have.